You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Lynn Provenzano and Sherry Schwartz. They are with OLLI. Sherry is the Public Relations Director for OLLI, and Lynn Provenzano is the Executive Director. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Hi, Louis.
First of all, let's start with you, Lynn. A lot of people out there may not be familiar with OLLI, but it's one of the best-kept secrets around, and it's awesome, but I'll let you tell us more about it.
It's a fantastic program, Louis. It is called the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, OLLI, O-L-L-I, and we're here at UTEP, and it's for people over the ages of 50, and we offer continuing education with amazing subjects, interesting topics taught by some of the faculty here at UTEP, people from the community. We have afternoon programs, and we offer social activities. We have club activities, special interest groups. It's really a gift to the community.
And so it just doesn't stop in the classroom. You all have things going on year-round. And I know when I've been over there before, you have a lounge, you have books. So if you want to just hang out there and, you know, have some friendly talk.
Coffee and cookies.
That's right.
That's right. It is friendly talk. We try to make it as comfortable and as welcoming as possible. It's a time where you can expand your curiosity, expand your creativity, and just do something else after you've retired or are done raising your family. It's just something else to be involved in the community.
I'm sure that you've probably heard people tell you this. Well, I haven't been to school in years, and I'm not even sure how to take notes anymore, how to do this, how to do that. And basically, it's, I guess we're making excuses for not doing it, but we really do want to do it.
That's exactly right. How many times have you thought of something you really wanted to learn, and you just never had the time to do it? Now you do, and we're offering courses that will fill that void.
Can you give us a sample of some of the things? I know that the spring semester is on right now, and summer's coming up and fall, but give us an idea of some of the courses you're teaching right now.
We have courses in music. One of our instructors is teaching a music course on pop music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So a lot of times you'll walk down the hallway and hear people singing along to the tunes that we all grew up with. We have topics on the history of El Paso and Juarez. We have topics in mind, body, and spirit, some Tai Chi classes, some meditation classes, healthy cooking classes. We have classes in water and how we use it here in the desert. We have a lot of different interesting topics, things you just always wanted to know but never knew how to find out about them.
And as I mentioned, with us also is Sherry Schwartz. Sherry is the Public Relations Director for OLLI. Sherry, tell us a little bit about your job and, you know, some of the ways that you try and get the word out there.
Well, sort of like what you said, it's the best kept secret in El Paso. There's lots of people that are over 50 and kind of looking for things to do. And I was going to say the great thing about OLLI, but there's so many great things about OLLI. First of all, they're short classes. They're 6 weeks long. And we have two sessions in the spring and two sessions in the fall. And then we have another 6 weeks class session in the summer. So no matter what your schedule is or what your other commitments are, you can fit it in. It's just, and the classes are only an hour and a half. The classes start either at 1:30 to 3 o'clock or 3:15 to 4:45. So you are out before the traffic. And it's just a great way also to meet new people and to keep the old mind going and learn new ideas. And it's just, it's fabulous.
I guess some people may wonder, well, you're on a university campus, so you have the connection there as far as faculty, but you also pull in a lot of faculty from the community as well.
Right. Right. And you know, you don't have to be a college professor to be teaching. We do have some from the community college also, and just experts in their field. You know, I enjoyed your class, The Golden Age of Radio, that you taught. And they're just fun, interesting classes. And the people that you meet are all different. They're from all walks of life, and they've, you know, kind of done their thing. A lot of people are new to El Paso. Maybe they've come here to retire. They've moved here for their kids, and they're looking for something to do, and they're looking to meet people. And it's a wonderful group of people. All different ages.
We'll get back to talking a little bit more about the classes in just a minute. We're visiting with Sherry Schwartz and Lynn Provenzano with the Osher Life Learning Institute, better known as OLLI. There's something exciting happening at the Union Gallery, if you wouldn't mind giving us that secret.
Yes, we have several art classes that we offer through our OLLI program, and we will be holding an art exhibit called Visions, where creativity never gets old. Visions will feature photography, abstract paintings, landscape oils, and metal embossing, also called repujado, all artworks that have been created by our OLLI students.
And tell us a little bit about the students themselves. Is this something that they created while they were in class, or is this something that they just carried on?
It's something that they created in class. Now, of course, photography, they're out and about learning and shooting based on the basics they learn in the classes at OLLI. But the paintings, in terms of abstract oils and the repujado, those are all done in classes in our sessions, our fall, summer, and spring sessions.
You mentioned the different types of the art exhibits that are going to be there. And you also have here in the flyer that they're posted on campus, and I have one in front of me. You have some of the professors who led those classes, some of those teachers. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about each teacher.
Yes, Diana Molina is our photography instructor, and she is well known in the art world for her exhibitions. She recently did something with the Centennial Museum. Abstract painting is by Davinia Miraval, and she's an expert in her field as well. Rosaria Ponte does landscape oils, and Romy Science Hawkins does repujado and was recently inducted into the El Paso Women's Hall of Fame. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What is, pardon my ignorance, repujado?
It's called metal embossing. It's taking very thin sheets of metal and creating images in that metal. You can craft that metal, you can mold it into shapes, so you can have freestanding pieces of art, or you can create pieces of art for the wall.
And the exhibit itself, how long is it going to be?
It will run from March 22nd until April 12th.
And this is at the Union Gallery, so I imagine that people don't have to worry about paying an admission, anything like that.
It's free to the public. We will have an opening reception on March 25th at 11 a.m., and then a second reception where we will have a lecture on April 4th at 6 p.m. So we invite everybody on campus and in the public to come and join us for these receptions and have a look-see. It's really amazing to see what we can create.
Lynn or Sherry, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about the lecture, what can people expect?
The lecture will be about the processes that we are going to use or we have used in our art classes. So you'll learn a little bit about repujado, and you'll learn a little bit about how photographs are taken and what's the thought behind an abstract painting.
Just to get back to what we were talking about earlier as far as it's never too late to learn, I'm sure that you've had people who approach you and say, well, the only pictures I've ever taken are with an old Kodak, or I don't do much painting except with my 5-year-old grandson, and she does a lot better. And then all of a sudden they come up with these talents that these teachers pulled out of them.
Well, art is an expression of ourselves. And we can see things that others don't see. It's a very personal craft. So if you're taking a photograph, even though you may not be a professional photographer, you are actually seeing something that nobody else is seeing. And it's interesting now because we can take photos with our cameras. We can take photos anywhere. But there's a certain inspiration that comes in actually creating that image and taking the image or painting that image. It's very personal. And so all of a sudden, we have all of this expression that needs to be placed in something very tangible. And that's what we see in the artwork.
I think one of the things that, and I've heard this said before, that it all depends also on your frame of reference. So when someone looks at a picture or an art exhibit, they'll see something that the person next to you will see something completely different.
That's exactly right.
And that's, as you mentioned, expression.
Mm-hmm. It's expression, it's personal, and it's a great way to find something within yourself and then share it.
We're visiting with Sherry Schwartz and Lynn Provenzano, with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Now, Sherry, you have some information there on the catalog that you wanted to share with us? Or?
Well, this is what the classes that are going on now. We put out a catalog three times a year, once in the fall, once in the spring, and once in the summer. So hopefully we'll come back in a month or so and talk about our summer offerings, because we've already had our deadlines, so the professors or the instructors have requested what they would like to teach in the summer, and then there's a process of what they will come up with, and that catalog will be going to print, and so we will have another full session of 6 weeks in the summer, so we're excited about that. But I want to personally invite you to come to the exhibit, and then we can all learn about Ripujado, mm-hmm. because it's the students that are going to be giving the lectures. So they're going to be able to explain what they're, you know, they're the artists, and where they came up with the ideas, and what they want to express, and it's the first time we've ever done anything like this, so we want to thank UTEP for allowing us to come to the Student Union. We're kind of tucked away in Miners Hall, so we're really excited to be a part of UTEP and to get onto the campus and to show our works with our students.
You mentioned that you were looking at the catalog that has current classes now. Would you mind perhaps whetting our appetite and tell us a little bit about some of the classes being offered?
Well, I could go over mine, but I think the show would end. We just enjoy all of them. We've got composers. We have classes in Italian composers this time. Jim Smith from Las Cruces taught a class in Beethoven and Mahler, which was excellent. There's all kinds of film shows. There's a woman who teaches every 6 weeks a different segment of Alfred Hitchcock movies. And so you've got 6 weeks of classes. You watch three movies. You break them into two sessions, and you watch all sorts of classics. I've watched Gone with the Wind, all sorts of movie things. We've had drawing and knitting. There's also a yoga class that's really very, very popular. There's all types of history classes, borderland history and culture. They show videos, which is really interesting. They're all very, very interesting and very enlightening. And it lets you know what's going on in El Paso and what's going on in the history of El Paso. And we have some excellent teachers. And also there's an art appreciation teacher that comes in from Las Cruces. So we also get professors and instructors from New Mexico State and people from Las Cruces. So it really is a regional program.
As far as the requirements, again, 50 over, anything else that you want to let prospective students know?
Just a love of learning, and don't be afraid. You know, like you said, we're used to taking notes. I've got a pen in my hand right now. You know, that's how we learned. But we also teach languages, French and Spanish, and it's just an awesome, awesome program that I think everybody should kind of dabble in and get their feet wet, and then they'll get hooked.
What about as far as course load? How many mm-hmm. classes do you recommend that people take, and how many do they usually take?
Well, again, it depends on their schedule and what their commitments are, what their other commitments are, and fitting it around. You could take 10 classes every 6 weeks because there's two classes offered every day. That's a lot. But it just depends on your schedule and depends on what interests you.
And all the classes are held on campus, or are there some that are held off campus?
Right now, they're all held on campus. We may be moving the cooking class off campus for the summer months, which would be great because we don't have a kitchen. So, but we're looking to expand those kind of opportunities too. And it's great working with UTEP, but we're almost outgrowing our space, and we're going to keep on growing.
Social media is, of course, something that everybody likes to look at and deal with. So I guess I would ask you, do you all have a Facebook or a webpage that people should go to?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, and we do have a website that you can find through the UTEP website. And we spread the word among ourselves as well through all of our social media pages.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Lynn Provisano and Sherry Schwartz. Lynn is the executive director of OLLI, and Sherry is the public relations director for OLLI. OLLI stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And once again, there is a photography exhibit that will begin on March 25th, and that's at the Union Gallery Plaza here on campus. Thank you so much again for being with us. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Sam Cassiano. Our producer is Dee Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.